Chala, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei. Isa shetchilasa sufganon v'soifa sufganon. If you have dough that was made in the beginning for sufganon, which is a light dough, it was a light texture, it wasn't like a thick batter, v'soifa sufganon, and not only that, but actually when they fried it, or put it in a pan, or cooked it in water, or things like that, they didn't bake it in an oven. So it actually worked out the exact way that he thought. So he had intentions that it should be like a light cake, a light sponge cake, and that's what actually happened. It wasn't baked. Ptura min achala, so it's potter from chala. And like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, that was what we meant in the previous Mishnah when we said the sufganin is potter from chala. However, tchilasa isa v'soifa sufganin, if in the beginning the batter was made thick, like made for bread, v'soifa sufganin, but in the end, he baked it. So what's the case here? So Rikiv Eger brings all the most Rishonim, which is the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rash, and the Rush. All of them hold that the case here is where he changed his mind. The only one that seems to be Chalik is Rabbeinu Tam, but we're going to go with most of the Rishonim, that here he changed his mind. So in the beginning he made an Isa, he made the dough for bread, he made it thicker, not like a light sponge cake, but like a bread type of dough, v'sofa sufganin, and then he changed his mind. He said, you know what, instead of baking this in the oven, like I do by normal bread, I'm going to fry it with honey or cook it in water. T'chilasa sufganin v'sofa iso, or if you had the opposite, in the beginning, he made like a light texture, v'sofa iso, but at the end of the day, he baked it. Now this then has to be a case. He did not have intention in the beginning over here, the second case, whereas the Tosfos Anshei Shem brings this down, that he did not have an intention that it was going to be sufganin, because we always go, the Rishonim hold, we always go by what your intention is that it's going to be at the end. So if this guy had an intention of sufganin and he changed his mind and made it bread, he should still be potter and chala. So this is a case where the Mishnah tells us chayav and b'chala, this is also chayav and b'chala. Why is that? So in this case, the Tosfos Anshei Shem learns that the case was where he did not change his mind. Rather, he always wanted it to be baked, so he just made this light texture dough, the soifa yisa, he didn't change his mind. That's the way it always was going to be. So both of those cases are chayav and chala, because in both of those cases, he had in mind, while he was kneading the dough, or whenever, he had in mind that it should be regular chala. However, in any of these cases, if a person has in mind that it's going to be some sufganin, that it's going to be like a light sponge cake, so even if he wants to make a light sponge cake out of thick dough, that's going to be okay. Or even if he wants to make a light sponge cake and he wants to cook it in an oven, that's also okay, according to the ways these Rishonim learn. And the last case in the Mishnah, the chein ha-knufkos chayavos. So knufkos, what Rav says, is that they would take bread, I guess that was somewhat cooked, at the very end to make like a cereal for children, but it's almost like they took breadcrumbs. So there was a baking process that happened in the beginning, because in the beginning, lemaisa, what happened here is it was made with a thick dough, and it was also actually lemaisa baked. So this is not like any of the cases we had in the Mishnah, because here in the beginning, lemaisa, it's tchilasa isa v'soifa isa. It had both characteristics. Yes, you had in mind that even after it was made into isa, you're going to fry it for the kids. This is the way the Mishnah Rishonah learns. Even though I would think that since he had kavana l'soif daito was going to be cooked for the children, Kamash Malan, it's telling us this is different because here is a case where it's tchilasa isa v'soifa isa. And when you have that, you can't potter yourself from chala. So since it was at one point breadcrumbs and was chayev, even if you go and cook it afterwards, doesn't change anything and you're still going to be chayev.